This is Todd Wright, and this is the Toddcast. It is presented by Brandon Legal Group, your full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. Full service means exactly that. You do not need to ask, does Brandon Legal Group specialize in what I need? Full service covers it. Just call for the free consult, and you do not need to live, nor work, nor have your legal issue originate within the city limits of Brandon, Florida, as Brandon Legal Group services the greater Tampa Bay area. Call for a free consult when you need legal assistance. 844-4-BLG-4ME. 844-4-BLG-4ME. Brandon Legal Group, supporters of Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournaments. Brandon Legal Group has the first foursome in every Todd Wright Tour event, including Todd Wright Tour XIX, my 19th tournament, which is even kind of amazing to me considering we started this with a golf tournament before a Joe Bucks fan watch party back in October of 2015. You might be saying, well, how would I remember what Buck game that was? That was the Kirk Cousins, you like that game. That was it. Since then, the Buck watch parties have stayed with Joe Bucks fan, and Todd Wright golf tournaments have become separate as Todd Wright Tour events, and everything's gone great. But that was our trial, and it has just rolled ever since. There will be at least three more tournaments in 2019. Todd Wright Tour XIX is technically sold out, but I am taking names for the waiting list. If people who have reserved their tee time via pre-sale, which Todd Wright Tour previous players and supporters do, and they do not pay by April 1, the waiting list takes over the vacated times. If you'd like to be on the waiting list for Todd Wright Tour XIX, and it's only $64 per player, including catered lunch from Better Bird of the Chichio Restaurant Group and Papa John's of Tampa Bay, email me at toddwrightgolf@gmail.com and just tell me if you want to be contacted or be placed on the waiting list for a single, a twosome, a threesome, or a foursome at $64 per player. Yes, my tournaments are much different from the bad reputation that scrambles have. Do I use a scramble format? Yes, in some form. Everything else is better because I used to play in those same events that you play in that are twice the cost, five times more disorganized, and I go home empty-handed after buying a bunch of raffle tickets. None of that happens at my events. The price is lower, the value is better, the pace of play is better, the format is more unique, we're better organized, and everybody takes something home from the tournament. All right? Email me for any golf information at toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. All right, this edition of the Toddcast, I want to talk about this week's owners' meetings in the National Football League, and specifically in two areas that I think involve competition beyond just what they're going to do about a way to overturn a blatant non-call that affects the outcome, that potentially affects the outcome of a game, as we had in the NFC Championship game between the Saints and Rams. As of right now, it looks like they're nowhere close to figuring that out. So I want to talk about two things specifically that I think are important. First is the onside kick alternative, and the second is overtime. All right, let's talk about the onside kick alternative because a guy I know very well, the editor-in-chief of ProFootballTalk.com, who I used to have on my national show all the time, MDS, Michael David Smith, wrote at 3 o'clock Sunday afternoon on ProFootballTalk.com that the 4th and 15 alternative to the onside kick at this point looks like it would be approved unanimously if it wasn't for one outstanding owner, and that's John Mara of the New York Giants, who said about changing the onside kick rule to a play that is just like any other offensive play, 4th and 15 from the 35, and Mara said about it, what are we, the Arena Football League? Was John paying attention to this year's onside kicks at all? I mean, his team sucked so bad, they were rarely in a position to need to defend an onside kick or to even try one because they weren't within a score late in the game. So John Mara doesn't realize how almost impossible, other than a real fluke bounce off a player, recovering an onside kick became when the NFL changed the rule that only allows five players on either side of the kicker. The defense doesn't have to line up that way. So what you have now is you only have five players who can, in most cases, other than a real drastic bounce in the direction of the kicker, you only have five guys who can recover an onside kick. The defense can put as many people as they want over there once they decide they know it's going that way. So they have you outnumbered. You basically removed, with the onside kick rule this way, very little chance of a team achieving an onside kick and getting the ball back. Already the odds were against it. And of course, they spread the players out as they continue to try to figure out a way to prevent injuries on kickoffs without getting rid of kickoffs altogether. The 4th and 15 rule I like, and clearly every other owner or whoever speaks for that owner and talks for them and tells them, yes, you say you like this and say you're going to vote for it, likes the idea because it's just better for the game. It means the game isn't over, as it basically is now, when it comes to the current scenario of trying an onside kick because your odds are so low. Achieving a 4th and 15 is not easy. Can it be done? Yes. Much more likely of achieving a 4th and 15 rather than the onside kick rules with the current rules of five players to the left of the kicker and five players to the right of the kicker. You would almost need to, and dare I invoke baseball in this, you know how baseball thinks about banning the shifts defensively? The only way football could leave the current onside kick rules with five on one side and five on the other is basically ban defenses from shifting additional players to the side where they feel the kick is going. And they're not going to do that. So I would like to see more of an opportunity for a team to keep the football if they are trailing. And let's also remember that just now, we're going on 10 years ago, there was a key onside kick call in a Super Bowl by Sean Payton and the Saints that was as significant a moment in that game as Tracy Porter pick-sixing Peyton Manning. So while you're taking the, quote, onside kick out of the game, you're at least replacing it with something where a team can choose to be aggressive and get the ball back. You might even create a scenario where, you know, you've got all these aggressive offensive coaches. Who's to say that Andy Reid or Sean McVay or Mike Tomlin or Bill Belichick just decide start of the second half or at some point, you know, after their first touchdown, you know what? We're just going to line up on 4th and 15 and we're just going to go. We're just going to go for it. Of note, and I know much of the Buccaneer fan base hates any reference to Greg Schiano as an NFL head coach. I contend that the one thing Greg Schiano did while he was a National Football League head coach was he didn't make a formal proposal, but he talked about the onside kick rule. And also he talked about it as a reflection of the NFL trying to rid itself of injuries on kickoffs where there are these high-speed collisions. And Schiano, at some point during his short tenure as Buccaneer head coach, a very similar proposal, but it was permanent. It would remove kickoffs entirely, and you'd just line up, basically, you'd punt the ball away. So there would be no kickoff formation. You would either send out the punt team to punt the ball away. And by doing that, just think about when a team defends a punt. They usually have a number of men up on the line of scrimmage rather than spacing them down the field as they do on a kick return. So the more players you have up to defend a punt formation, you're lessening the high-speed collisions because so many of the players are going to make initial contact with each other at or within 5 yards of the line of scrimmage. The return man is still, let's just say, prone to the high-speed collision, but it's really only him at that point, at least initially. So I loved what Schiano brought up then, and that was before the NFL changed the rule on kickoffs, which basically killed the onside kick of five on the left, five on the right. I don't know if we'll ever get to the Schiano idea and they eliminate kickoffs altogether and just basically say, here's the ball, you can punt it, or if you gain 15 yards, you can you get a first down. But this is part of that. And again, while Schiano's reputation is dog shit from his time with the Buccaneers, and I know the Giants fans hate him because remember he ordered the Bucs players to go at the other players' knees to try to get Eli Manning to fumble late in a game. Something that once he did it, you knew immediately he'd be remembered for doing it because it wasn't good. I still think the Schiano idea then and now has a lot of merit. This is at least part of it. An offensive team achieving a 4th-and-15 is much more likely, while certainly not a given, and much more exciting than where we're currently at on the onside kick rule with 5 on the left and 5 on the right. So it feels like unless Mara gets in at least 7 or 8, because it has to be a 3/4 majority. So unless Mara gets in, 8, because they'll only need 24 to pass it. The 4th-and-15 play will replace what we know as the onside kick. And then basically, I guess the onside kick would become illegal because you're basically saying, I guess they can't make it illegal because if you kick the ball downfield, and let's just say the offensive team doesn't recover it, you still have the right to recover it, but it would be an option for you while not totally taking out the current rule, which allows you to recover a live ball on a kickoff, but very few would even try it anymore. As far as overtime, you know, and Pro Football Talk made a suggestion on just go back to sudden death in the regular season. Okay, but what does that accomplish? Does that change the fact that, and they even made this same point, so I don't really know where they were going with this, that championship level games the last 3 years, Patriots winning Super Bowl 51, Patriots winning AFC title game to advance to Super Bowl 53 were win, coin toss, get ball, go down and score. If you go back to Seattle eliminated Green Bay, was that also 3 years ago? I believe, yeah, it was the Dez year. No, so that was 5 years ago. After Green Bay defeated the Cowboys in a divisional playoff in the game most people call the Dez caught it game that eventually led to the overturning of the catch rule. Seattle came back on Green Bay in the NFC Championship game and won in similar fashion. Won the toss, went right down, and scored. It was a long pass from Russell Wilson to, was it Curse, who caught it? It wasn't Doug Baldwin, I know that. So the same thing happened 2 years before with the team advancing to the Super Bowl by winning the coin toss and going down and scoring a touchdown and game over. And there seems to be a feeling that we've had that for what, about 10 years, and it's still not fair that if the team goes down and scores a touchdown, the other team should have the right to have the ball and match the touchdown. Especially now, you would make the team that scores the touchdown kick a harder extra point. So there is a chance that if they miss that extra point, the other team, if they can go down, score a touchdown and kick the extra point, would win the game. I don't like the 10-minute clock in overtime, which is there, of course, for safety purposes, because so often the team that has the ball first, they're just killing that clock. And even if they just kick a field goal, the opposing team has 2 minutes, and that's it. To go down and get in field goal range and then force another overtime or overtime period in the playoffs, or it would result in a tie game in the NFL. Ties got to go away. They got to go away. They went away in hockey for those saying, well, ties are always a part of football. Yeah, they were always a part of the NHL for about 65 freaking years. And the NHL got smart and got rid of them. The NFL can get rid of them too. So I'm not as convinced where we're going with the overtime proposal, but yeah, I would like to see both teams get an opportunity to have the football, but also I don't like the 10-minute clock. If nothing else, my proposal, and who am I? If you're going to make sure each team gets a possession, so let's say the game is Green Bay versus Detroit. Green Bay wins the toss, goes down, scores touchdown. They now have to kick extra point, or they can choose to go for two, but they would likely just kick extra point, and then they have to kick back off to Detroit. I say at that point, the clock starts. That Detroit shouldn't be penalized by Green Bay chewing up a significant portion of the 10 minutes. And I would then say the clock starts at 5 minutes when the other team gets their possession. So there is no running clock. I know it sounds weird, but there's no running clock on the first possession of overtime. Basically, it's 5 minutes, it's locked. No matter how long it takes Green Bay, if Green Bay goes three and out and punts, if Green Bay goes down, kicks a field goal, if Green Bay goes down, scores a touchdown, the Lions get the ball and 5 minutes are on the clock and we go from there. Because I think that's fair to the team that gets the second, that gets a possession, that they should have, in this case, half the time allotted, which is half of 10. That's just me. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group. Brandon Legal Group, your full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. Look, this is not an impulse buy, and you may go your entire life and not need anything in terms of legal assistance. But what about a will? What about it? Do you have one? Have you thought about one? Yes, Brandon Legal Group can help you with a will. So maybe you're going to go your entire life and need no legal assistance, but it would help once you pass to have everything in place so the right people receive the right things from your estate, and Brandon Legal Group can help you with that. As a matter of fact, that's even something we're going to start giving away at Todd Wright Tour events. A free will from Brandon Legal Group. Yeah, just another reason to come out to play in one of the tournaments. Again, they are a full-service law firm. And what I just told you about a will proves that. 844-4-BLG-4ME. 844-4-BLG-4ME. Brandon Legal Group, full service law firm, and they service the greater Tampa Bay area. Thanks for listening to this edition of the Todd Wright Toddcast. We'll talk to you next time.